It's opening day at Heirloom Bakery in Kansas City, and the line is out the door and around the corner. They've sold out of their homemade Pop-Tarts, the quiche of the day, and the cinnamon rolls. Baker John Vanderheit is left pushing the strawberry mint chia scones.
Yeah, the flour is from Heartland Mills, that's in Marienthal, Kansas, I think. The mint is from Gibbs Road Farm, one of the local farms here that supplies some of our vegetables and herbs.
They're scones with a pedigree, and they're selling like hotcakes. Scott Meinke owns Heirloom Bakery with his wife, Kate. They moved back to Kansas City to open their business, mainly for access to farm-fresh food.
Kansas City, like, we're in, like, America's heartland. I mean, there's flour, there's eggs, there's pork, there's poultry. I mean, there's so much surrounding us that it doesn't make sense to not utilize that.
They assumed they'd just find some farmers and set up shop. But the Meinkes quickly realized that even in the heartland, going local is harder than it sounds. There are two big problems for chefs that want to serve locally sourced food. For one thing, running a restaurant requires a lot of food, and local farms tend to produce smaller quantities. Meinke says they needed to find multiple sources for everything, from chicken down to herbs and seasonings.
So like rosemary, we go through a lot of it for a larger scale operation. It's just hard for them to harvest that much and then for it to regrow back within a week.
Even a small bakery like Heirloom ends up working with over 20 different farms. Meinke says that's a little more complicated than calling up U.S. Foods and getting a truck full of produce delivered when you need it. It
takes time remembering, like, Mondays you have to order from this farm so they deliver on Thursday, and Tuesday you order from this farm so they deliver on Friday.
And that's the second problem with sourcing local food, finding farmers. Farmers and chefs inhabit two very different worlds.
There's about 500 chickens in here.
David Keston owns David's Pastures in Concordia, Missouri.
They're a week old. They'll be in here for one more week, and then they'll all go in pasture.
They're so cute.
Yes, they are.
Keston used to work in restaurants. He left the business in part because he didn't like the quality of meat they were receiving or the conditions the animals were raised in. Now, he raises his chickens on pasture with GMO-free food. Yes, that costs more, but he says it can pay off, as long as you can connect with the restaurants that want them.
Every month we get probably two new customers because we answer emails, we answer phone calls. And they say, well, I tried that other farm, but they'll never call back or they don't answer the email.
That's the exact problem that Kristen Wolf is trying to solve. She owns Windhaven Farms, which is actually less a farm and more a girl in her truck. She takes orders from restaurants and then finds farmers that have what they need. Grass-fed versus grain-fed beef, cage-free eggs, and so many, many chickens.
I'm a middleman, but it's just because it's hard for my farmers to farm all the time and then bring their animals to the slaughterhouse, get them processed, and then bring them into the city.
And she says the farmer-chef relationship is one that needs a liaison. She knows farmers aren't great about email, for example, and that chefs can be intimidating.
They're always busy, and sometimes they're a little bit fussy. I know a lot of farmers talk about how scary it is, like going in and trying to talk to the chef sometimes.
Many cities have food hubs that help connect farmers to interested buyers. Kansas City is talking about developing one, and Wolf says she hopes more people will start doing what she's doing.
Okay, four muffins, gonna be $13.
Even if you can get enough different farms working happily with chefs and restaurants, there's one problem that Kate Meinke at Heirloom Bakery knows she can't overcome. Winter.
You know, when it comes to like December, January, like you have to buy from the larger distributors just in order to like sustain and not just be selling only like one muffin.
She says they'll stockpile what they can and find interesting workarounds when possible. But that's the cold, hard truth of farm to table. It's nearly impossible to be all local all the time. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Eleanor Klibanoff.